It's twofold, really. I think it gives them an opportunity to have a little bit of a break because it is an intense period. You know, we've got Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, which is a lot of games in a short sort of burst. So I think it's good to refresh their legs as well as their minds, but also to do some work on the training pitch as well. The only thing leading up to this game for us in particular is the fact that we've had another game. So we've played obviously Burnley in the Lancashire Cup. Due to that, then obviously the lads building up to the game can't do as much training. That can sort of interrupt things to a point, but equally, it's that sort of measure between getting the other guys' minutes in their legs, which is probably more important to make sure that they're ready, if called upon to come into the starting 11.
Just bring us up to speed, if you can, with those that played in that game that have been coming back from injuries or are looking to get to full fitness. The Rudds and the John Welshes and the Callum Woodses and people like that.
John Welsh and Galley did 70 minutes each. Josh Harrop did 60 minutes. Mainly for Josh, just due to the fact that in terms of actual match minutes, he hasn't done a huge amount. Callum Robinson played the full 90. His last full match was Derby away, same as Tommy Spur. So that's been 3 weeks since then. So we need to make sure they get enough minutes to top themselves up. And then Callum Woods is recovering. He got the full game under his belt, as did Declan Rudd as well, which is good.
I remember speaking to you when you very first came in, saying that you were going to have to look at each player and assess them as you go along and kind of judge what you've got at your disposal.
Yeah.
Is it like having new players coming in that they're suddenly coming back to fitness and available to you and out there on the grass playing football?
Yeah, to a point, because John obviously had done part of pre-season, so I'd already seen him. Paul Gallagher was the same. Declan already knew previously, so I knew I had to Declan. Callum Woods has been good. Obviously, he's a big one coming back. So, yeah, in the main, I knew what I had anyway, you know, because obviously with the likes of Galley and Welshie and that coming back, obviously we're looking at areas to strengthen, but with them coming back and being available for us, I had a decision to make. Do we strengthen those areas having these players coming back anyway, or do we need to go and try and add to the squad? And I've opted to stay with what we've got because I think that they've shown me enough in pre-season that they can certainly can compete and hopefully do a job for us. So that's credit to them. My job now is to get them as fit as I can so they can hopefully do themselves justice if they get an opportunity to come into the team.
Is it a compliment to your squad that you didn't do more in the transfer window, that you did elect to kind of put your faith in them?
Yes, and I think that obviously the lads who weren't going to get any game time, who weren't in the plans, were made fully aware of that. Hence the reason why we moved the majority on, to hope that they can go and play football elsewhere, which is good for them and for us. So, yeah, that had already been dealt with, certainly prior to the window, leading up to give everybody the best opportunity to find somewhere.
I think we could call this a hectic month, couldn't we? Half a dozen games in September. Is it a real balancing act for giving them rest and preparing and all those different things that you've got to factor in?
It's very similar to the start of the season for us, you know, because we just go straight into it and we need to make sure that we come out the other side intact and hopefully try and accumulate as many points as we can. But it's intense for the players that are playing, you know, and it's one of them ones where if you're on a good run, you don't really want to change your starting team because they're clicking and they're doing really well. But equally, you need to maybe try and freshen it up. And it's trying to keep the other lads ready and hungry and sort of focused on coming in and doing a job for maybe a game here or there, or potentially giving themselves an opportunity to stake a claim to stay in the starting 11.